If you aren't British, you might look at Morris dancing and think, what is this gay shit? I get it, it appears antiquated and it isn't exactly cool. But it's actually quite exciting. If you go shopping in an old English town like Sherborne or Salisbury or Oxford or whatever, you might find Morris dancers performing in the street. It's loud, it's colourful, it's rhythmic, and most importantly, those taking part are enjoying themselves. So they bring a vibrant jolliness that cheers people up. It can also get quite boisterous, and you'll see kids who are watching start doing that funny dance that kids do. When the sticks smack, you can actually feel it in your gut, a bit like how the bass speaker at a club vibrates your belly. This is good old-fashioned fun. Have a 15-second watch of this, and then we'll carry on with the video. I really hope, guys, that nobody watched that clip and overlooked the outrageous racism! Look at these fucking racists! Yes, a tradition that dates back to 1448, a practice that brings people together and connects them with their cultural heritage, is now being targeted by the cultural Marxist social justice warriors intent on sanitizing our society.
It's a tradition which dates back 500 years. A collection of local dancers from villages along the English side of the Welsh border in Herefordshire, Worcestershire and Shropshire. Border Morris has a tradition of dancers painting their faces black.
Mainly it's a disguise, and what you have is, in the olden days, if you were going to be begging for any reason, like the river here was frozen and all the guys on the boats couldn't do any work, they get a team together, and it was against the law. And so they blacked their faces up as a disguise because they were officially begging. And to get caught begging wasn't good because you got flogged in them days.
So this has absolutely nothing to do with race. It's as if the left are deliberately conflating this with this.
How would you like to go to work for me?
Yeah, ma'am. How much you gonna pay me, I hope?
Well, let's see now. Mm-hmm. I'll pay you all your work.
No, ma'am. I gotta have some money.
I understand why black people would find this offensive, but Morris dancing predates minstrel shows by 400 years. These shows were in America. Morris dancing is English. But blackface is blackface. The lefties, who usually call for nuance, seem, in this instance, unable to make a simple distinction.
While the Border Morris dancers say the tradition has no racial connection, organisers of the Shrewsbury Folk Festival say they've been approached by an organisation called Fresh, Fairness Respect Equality Shropshire, who have objected to the practice.
Some people misunderstand it, but Morris teams wear all sorts of coloured clothes and face paints, not just black, and so. But however, they still get a little bit upset about it sometimes, so we thought best to avoid it.
I grew up in the British countryside, so I know this kind of woman. She just wants everyone to get along. She doesn't want to cause a fuss. She probably bakes cakes at the summer sale and knows everyone at the church. She's nice. But even she knows the face paint has nothing to do with race. This is all going on in Shrewsbury, Shropshire, by the way. Isn't it a beautiful town? A quaint place with low crime rates where everyone gets along? More or less. People eat fish and chips, frequent the pubs, and take walks with their Labradors. It's lovely. But it's also the home of Fresh, Fairness Respect Equality Shropshire. According to their website, Fresh are promoting equality, diversity, and the elimination of unfair treatment and discrimination. We do this in different ways, including networking to encourage discussion and action on equality, diversity, and anti-discrimination. Yay! Monitoring equality and diversity practice in agencies with a statutory equality duty. Challenging oppressive and discriminatory views and behaviour. Campaigning publicly for good equality and diversity practice and improvements. Blah, 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 blah. You get the point. They're busybodies. They're moral authoritarians. They're, dare I say it, cunts. It seems absurd that such an organisation would be required in sleepy old Shropshire. I guess the county is awash with racism, so thank goodness this organisation exists to deliver some much-needed social justice.
I've often said that with the modern left, since certainly the end of the Cold War, they've basically had a supply and demand problem. They want racists, they want Nazis, they want bigots. And actually, thank goodness, certainly in my society, I think in yours, they're in pretty short supply. And so these people have to find them. They want a supply of bigots and racists and fascists. And actually, the supply is extremely small. and that the people that are that they demand are too small in number to really give them enough of a political identity. So they stretch it out. They've deliberately used as offensive terms as they could, and used them of people that they must know do not fit that label. And I think the result is, by the way, among other things, that they have denuded certain terms of any meaning, and that this is going to come back and bite the left in a big way. And I can see this happening in Europe all the time at the moment. You know, the accusation of racism, for instance, I don't think it's going to wash for very much longer.
And so Fresh have decided that an old traditional dance that's in no way connected to race is in fact racist. I suppose they needed something to do.
Fresh are adamant they feel the tradition has become antiquated.
We fully accepted and acknowledged the Morris dancing tradition, but that we felt maybe they weren't like to consider it was time to move on and find different ways of celebrating those traditions.
This is just another example of the ongoing cultural suicide across the Western world. Another example of the progressives shaming us to get what they want. Why do we allow these wimps to dictate to us how we should behave? Why are we so happy to bend over backwards to not offend, especially in instances like this, where the thing they want banned is in no way offensive whatsoever? These people go around town deconstructing everything they see into its smallest parts, determined to find something wrong with it, determined to be outraged and offended. It makes them feel superior to the very society that raised them. It makes them feel better than everyone else, that they're more aware and socially conscious. And I think it's genuine. Sure, some of them want to be more inclusive and they think what they're doing is for the greater good. But I think a good portion of these permanently offended whiners just hate their own culture. They hate their own country. They feel no attachment, no loyalty, no pride. Right now, these people are a tiny, tiny, shrill minority. And the blackface paint has only been banned from one festival. But given how things are going, when we look at social justice in our government schools, or how even treasured symbols of our culture are now deemed offensive, one wonders how long this tradition will survive. But I don't care if this queer dance gets banned. Okay, how long until they decide something you really do care about should be banned? You know the old quote. First, they came for the Morris dancers, and I did not speak out, because I wasn't a Morris dancer. Then, they came for the bacon, but I'm super vegan, so I kept it stum. They euthanized my dogs, and I didn't complain because my dogs were kind of annoying and cost me a lot of money, so I let them die. But then they said drum and bass was homophobic, and that's when I said, hey, you've crossed a line, buddy. You've crossed a line big time. But there was no one left to speak out for me. So they put me into a re-education camp where I was raped every day by the buxom feminist guard. But seriously, let's consider what our world, what our societies would look like if these postmodernist cultural theory applying communist cunts win. Is there anything they wouldn't change? They'll replace the national anthem with a fucking "we have nothing to lose but our chains" chant. In America, the Pledge of Allegiance will be scrapped and substituted with a check your privilege checklist. In Canada, hockey is deemed toxic masculinity and thus illegalized. And in Australia, no one tells a racist joke ever again!
G'day, Mr. Stewart. I've got the afternoon free to see if you needed a hand with anything, bro.
You better wipe that shit in and grin off your face, cunt. I know all about you trying to fuck my daughter, you filthy Mexican cunt. Now tell me what you did to her, or I'll fucking gouge your eyes out and burn your cock off with a fucking blowtorch.
Did nothing.
Pig's ass.
I swear to you,
don't fucking lie to me, you cockbag.
Oh, come on, Alf, mate. Just let up, alright? We're just
bullshit,
friends.
Cunt.
I'm serious.
Bullshit, you're a fucking dirty liar.
Look, mate, fine, bro. I admit it. Put my hand down her fucking pants.
You better put my hand in your pants.
No thanks, bro. That's fucked. Look, we're in love, alright, Alf? Just accept
fuck it. Fuck off, cunt. How the fuck can I accept it? Some fucking retarded-looking Mexican cunt with a mullet fucking my daughter, I'll fuck your ass so hard you'll have shit pour out your nose.
Don't chew the fuck out, bro.
I'll fuck you with scissors.
It's going to be a terribly dreary existence once we've deconstructed and overanalyzed our cultural heritage to the point we can claim it's utterly sick and worthy of being resigned to history. What will unite us? There won't be any culture left. There won't be any identity. So we'll turn from vibrant individuals into robotic, emotionless lemmings.
Food was control. Hunger, a weapon for re-education. Foraging for more food was forbidden. Those caught picking fruit were guilty not just of stealing from Angkor, but of an even more serious crime, individualism.
The policy was to make the people be of one mind. Whether you wanted to or not, you would bend to the rules and behave like the rest.
Well, that's a bit much. It's not like the West is going to turn into Pol Pot's Cambodia. Come on, you fucking idiot. All right, fair enough. But Morris dancing isn't just a one-off. I go through loads of examples like this in my video, Please Be Tolerant As Your Culture Dies. And you have to wonder for the future of our societies, given this faux social justice that has infiltrated academia. This is the National Union of Students, or NUS, YouTube channel. It's criminally undersubbed. Watch this, and you'll see what I mean.
And this year hasn't been business as usual. We didn't just talk, we delivered. But there's so much still to do to make higher education look the way we want it to.
I think that the modules that are taught have to also teach inclusion. A theatre and drama module, how does that look inclusive when you might only be talking about commedia dell'arte? Actually, during the era of commedia dell'arte, there may have been black theatre productions. That needs to be spoken about too.
Oh, hiya. I'm Shelley. I'm the Vice President of Welfare here at NUS.
We've launched a campaign hub on NUS Connect, which contains resources on how to campaign for alternative assessments, how to collaborate with staff and challenge the curricula and how representative it is of the student body, and also tips on how to liaise more with activist groups on campus like Feminist Society, BME Networks, Disabled Students Network, LGBT+ Society, in order to create transformation in education.
It sounds amazing. I look forward to seeing the student movement dismantle the white supremacist patriarchal higher education system.
I've never been quite what people expected of me. On my estate, I was supposed to be butch, but I was camp. In my school, I was supposed to be into boxing, but I was into boys. And in PE, I was told to slip on my football boots, but instead, I used to slip on my dancing shoes.
Shakira Martin, re-standing to be your vice president for education. Standing on a record for taking on the Tories, fighting cuts, fighting racism, fighting climate change and war. Yes, my NUS family, you've got it. I'm a fighter, FE fighter. And I tell you what, you need a fighter leading this campaign because the Tories are out to get every single one of us.
10 years ago, we talked about outreach schemes. 5 years ago, we started talking about retention. Only in the last year have we admitted that academia itself is oppressive.
Our campaigning this year has been excellent. FE Unplugged, cut the cost, grants not debts. But next year, let's take it to another level. I say, let's do this.
But you know what? Dismantling institutional oppression is going to take more than a year. Let's not pretend all we need is a plan and determination. Because it's not just about changing a few policies. It's about changing who has power.
I say freedom for Palestine, no to climate change chaos, because if climate were a bank, it would have already been saved.
If we don't challenge the way our universities work, if we're happy with a quick win and the committee-approved election plan alone, we are letting our members down. Because that leaves the power exactly where it's always been, in the hands of old, white, posh men.
Inclusive can't just be white men.
With 2 weeks left until the general election, we need to kick out the Tories and their Lib Dem brethren who are going out to destroy our education.
We don't need more rhetoric, conference. We need a revolution.
Re-elect me and I will continue to fight for liberation and campaign against all discrimination. Women, LGBT, black and disabled students, we are at the sharp end of the attacks on our education. So I say, Black Lives Matters, no to racist scapegoating, Tories out and refugees in.
It's time for us to create a higher education that works for us all. For student parents, carers, part-time students, and women, black, disabled, and LGBT plus students, wherever they come from and at all levels of study.
But this fight isn't over, and I won't stop until we stop the cut, save our futures, and kick the Tories out.
All right, it's hilarious, but these unionists have real institutional power and are attempting to impose their ideology in every area of student life. It isn't just trigger warnings and safe spaces and making sure the curriculum is inclusive. They want to regulate everyday human behavior. They've even branded the way men lark about as lad culture.
Since we first launched the That's What She Said report on lad culture and student women's experiences of lad culture on campuses, we've done a lot of work. Across the years, student unions have created amazing campaign initiatives like Cardiff University, who created the It's No Joke campaign, and King's College London, who created the It Stops Here campaign. Campaigns have included things like consent workshops, training for staff, changes to policy. On the 13th of May, we'll be hosting an Attacking Lad Culture conference at Queen Mary University to showcase all the work that the student unions have done, also launch new resources. This day will be a space where we can reflect on initiatives that the pilot unions have started and also learn from things like workshops and panels about how we can create local lad culture strategies on our campuses.
When we say gender is performed, we usually mean that we've taken on a role, we're acting in some way, and that our acting or our role playing is crucial to the gender that we are and the gender that we present to the world. We act as if that being of a man or that being of a woman is actually an internal reality or something that's simply true about us, a fact about us. So to say gender is performative is to say that nobody really is a gender from the start.
Candice Armour is the student union president at the University of Brighton. We asked her what her opinion was of lad culture being performed.
It is a performance. For some reason, people do this thing. Let's try to understand why. Is it because people, people hate women? Because ultimately it's a manifestation of this hatred of women. It's homophobia, it's sexism, it's racism, all rolled into this horrible thing that is just banter.
This lesson was drummed into the new peasants by the Khmer Rouge officials.
Educational institutions, these are places people should be coming in and learning and bettering themselves, improving themselves, so they go out into society and they expect to see those values replicated within society.
The policy was to make the people be of one mind.
We need to make sure that our institutions are ironclad in their response to these kind of things, so we're sending people out into the world who actually think that's not on, and we'll challenge things, we'll feel comfortable too, and there'll be more people like that, so then more people will feel uncomfortable doing the lad culture thing.
Whether you wanted to or not, you would bend to the rules and behave like the rest.
Jesus, the perpetually offended are such a bunch of losers. They're so dumb. This girl can't even read. If only they'd listen to Douglas Murray, he'd set them straight.
If you cannot cope with Halloween costumes, then you've got no place at a university because you're going to have no chance of dealing with quantum physics or Shakespeare or Heidegger if Halloween spooks you out this much. You're a useless person and you're going to go into a useless career because if you're a lawyer and you have gone to Yale but you're too sensitive to hear about rape cases, you're not going to be able to represent anyone in a court of law. So you're no use for the law. You're no use for literature because you might read a novel which will trigger you. You're no use for the sciences. You're no use for anything.
Well, at least they'll be able to get a job at Fresh.
Stop it! Oh, we should film it.
Social justice warriors, activist groups, cultural Marxists, the academics pushing critical theory and postmodernism, all of them need to be loudly told to go fuck themselves.
Ha 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 ha! Stamina masses, stamina crews, live and direct.
Cool left and right about now, cool London representing. Highest degree, cool London family. CoolLondon.com. Let's do it again. Cool.